From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Six couples are now suing to bring gay marriage, marriage equality, to Florida. And they're backed by the group Equality Florida. Stratton Politzer is the deputy director, and a pretty big undertaking, I would imagine, Stratton.
This is a historic moment for Florida's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, and one we have been preparing for the better part of a year. And in some ways, one we've been preparing for the last 5 years, ever since Florida passed its discriminatory marriage ban back in 2008.
So even before the DOMA decision came down from the Supreme Court, you'd been thinking this direction.
We have. You know, we all hoped that there was a chance the Supreme Court would usher in marriage equality from coast to coast. But the decision by the court to strike down DOMA without addressing other bans across the country was really what most experts expected. So we began preparing for that moment. And the message we wanted to send on the day that decision came down last June was, we are not content to wait for equality to one day trickle down here in Florida, here in the South. We intend to fight. And at that moment, we launched our Get Engaged campaign to have hundreds of thousands of conversations with Floridians about why marriage matters to our families, and to begin the search for the plaintiffs.
And you have quite a few people involved. How did you go about finding them?
It was a really amazing process. We put out a call statewide inviting anyone interested in being considered as a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging Florida's ban on marriage equality to write to us and tell us their story. And we had over 1,200 people respond. And that's an amazing number under any circumstances, but when you consider how much these folks are willing to sacrifice to be in the fishbowl in a case that's this high profile, we were just absolutely astounded. We've spent the last 8 months screening those potential plaintiffs, having conversations with hundreds of them, and the six plaintiffs who stepped forward are the result of that eight-month process.
And it's more than just going to court. These people have to be in front of the cameras, the microphones, the press, everybody.
Yeah, I can tell you they are a beautiful, brave group of people. There were a lot of moist eyes as they stepped up and courageously told their stories to show that marriage matters to a lot of folks from different backgrounds. You know, we have four of the six plaintiffs are parents, some with grown children, some with grandchildren, some raising small children. They experience the same needs for the protection and permanency that marriage provides that we think everyone can understand. And as they share their story with the public, which is a brave thing to do, we know that in addition to the power that we'll have in the courtroom, it's also really important in helping the rest of the state of Florida understand why we want to be able to get married here.
And you not only had to select people who were willing to undergo this scrutiny, you had to select people whose cases were the strongest for this lawsuit.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, it sort of is anyone who is denied the right to marry has a case to make for why they should be allowed. But we really are looking for the narrative that most clearly demonstrates in a language anyone can understand why we should be allowed to marry.
Stratton Politzer with Equality Florida, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Kelly. I enjoyed it.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.